Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
And let's check in with Jen Sabella from Black Club Chicago with extremely local news. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk about the Chicago connection to a couple of folks on the path to the Paris Olympics. And this all started in the Pullman neighborhood, didn't it?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, Gateway Park Athletic Club just was built in 2021. It was approved by former Mayor Rahm Emanuel, and it brought this state-of-the-art track and field facility to the far south side, and it's been drawing people from all over the Midwest, all over the country to train, including triple jumper Tori Franklin and hurdler Shamir Little. They both will be competing at the Paris Olympics this weekend, and we visited, or one of our reporters visited the facility, and it was just an incredible sight. There were kids really trying all different kinds of track events, running, sprinting, hurdles. So the people who are running the facility say there are more to come. There are more Olympic athletes to come out of this far south side facility. It is really state of the art, and it was something that a longtime civil rights activist on the south side fought for more than 40 years since the Harold Washington administration. So it was a huge win for him and for runners on the south side.
We have an update on the Palace Grill on West Madison Street. What's the latest? Is this iconic spot going to reopen?
We hope so, but the owner, George Lamparis, has been struggling with insurance. They did an investigation into the cause of the fire, which forced the iconic place to close in February. It was from a lightning strike. It took out most of the kitchen, and though a lot of the memorabilia was unscathed. They went on to raise almost $50,000 from Chicagoans who were like, please reopen. Mm-hmm. We'll donate to help. But this battle with insurance has gone on. It's been more than 6 months now. And the owner said he doesn't know yet whether he will reopen it. So he's keeping us posted. We're going to stay on it, and we hope that it will be reopened in the future. It's such an iconic spot in the West Loop.
Yeah, too bad they can't do some business during the Democratic convention over there at 1408 West Madison Street, because
all the journalists
would be headed over there. And finally, we've heard a lot about this guy who is a very popular food critic on TikTok, Keith Lee, and he's in town, or he has been, hasn't he?
He has, and we heard a lot about his visit to Amici, which was in Arancini spot, fried risotto balls on the north side. This was a restaurant that was on the verge of closure. It just was struggling so much with business. And Keith Lee's visit and his TikTok review led to lines out the door and the business selling out of food multiple days in a row. So it was a saving grace for this restaurant. But there were more spots along the city that he visited, including Tacolatan in Hermosa, where he had quesabirria tacos with and gave them a rave review. What a Potato, which is a loaded baked potato spot on the west side, another big boost for them. An Output Lounge and Bar in Westtown, where they're known for their chicken wings, and he gave them also a great review along with their onion rings. And, of course, the iconic Mario's Italian Lemonade in Little Italy. He couldn't leave the city without stopping by there.
Yeah, he hit all the right spots. I don't know how he knows about Chicago. He's out in Las Vegas, isn't he?
He is, and people who live in various cities always comment on his TikTok posts, like, please visit this place, or he'll ask, like, hey, I'm coming to Chicago. Where should I go? And Chicagoans weigh in, and he's really good about visiting mom-and-pop places and not just the big name places that normally get written up in the national publication.
Yeah, we like that. Keith Lee, 16 million followers. Wow. Jen Sabella, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Jen. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.